It's time for the Frosty Report on Star 97.7.
Thursday means the Frosty Report on the Star 97.7 Morning Show. Frosty from Frost Farms in Town Hill is with us. Welcome back.
Good morning.
So we had a homework assignment. We had Linda send us a question last week. She says, I live near Moosehead Lake and have unsuccessfully tried to transplant low bush blueberries the past couple of seasons. What is the best time to do this? I'm not sure what I'm doing wrong.
That's a really good question, and she hails from another beautiful place in Maine, too. So tricky part with low bush blueberries is if you're going to take them and transplant them, I would probably want to do it in the fall after they go dormant, so they don't really know that you're moving them. They have a fairly shallow root system, but you want to make sure you get a good grab of soil and roots when you take them out. We sell low bush blueberries in pots, but we also sell it natively. It's harvested in what we call a sod form, which is like a sheet. And when you're doing that, kind of getting it as a sheet too, you really want to make sure you've got a nice fluffy base that you're putting it on, and you're really making sure there's good soil contact between the roots and the ground. They're also acid lovers, so making sure you got the right soil pH and are feeding them the proper fertilizer is also very important.
One thing I learned about the acidity, they like used coffee grounds. What do you think of that?
Yep, that can work too. Sulfur's another good one. You want to just make sure if you do are transplanted that all the edges of the piece that you've transplanted is definitely planted in well and mulch. And blueberries are interesting in the respect that they like full sun, but they also like kind of wettish feet. So if you're trying to establish them, you really need to make sure they stay watered.
Yeah, another property I had, we had a blueberry bush that I planted in part of the yard that was always wet and soggy, and they did great.
Yep.
Where I have it now, it's sort of on a hill,
yep.
So it drained, and mine doesn't do that well.
Yeah, I definitely like the wet feet for sure.
Okay. Wait,
I know that Maine is the wild blueberry capital of the world. I think something like 95% of all the wild blueberries sold in America come from the state of Maine.
Yeah.
So what is it about the soil here in Maine that the wild blueberries love?
Well, I think one thing is blueberries are very zone hardy. So I think they like the fact that, for one, that we have a really seasonal, so we have good seasons in Maine. We go through a complete dormant frost, frozen, and then to sunny and warm. So I think a lot of it is not only the soil, but the combination of the way our seasons work.
All right. Yeah. Well, that's a lot of blueberry info. What's going on at Frost Farms?
Well, we have our first greenhouse fired up, so our first crop of pansies we've been planting this past week, which is exciting. It's kind of fun to get in the greenhouse. And we're continuing our construction project and just kind of chugging along as we get ready for spring. So.
All right.
Yep.
Wow, that sounds awesome, because you know, before you know it, you're going to be running full tilt.
April Fool's Day will be here soon. So.
All right. Yeah. And check out Frost Farms on social media, too. Some really nice pictures of Rip went up yesterday. You can see him guarding the blooms, the bleeding hearts.
Yes. Yep. He's getting ready for spring, too. And right now he's sort of helping us plant, sort of not. So.
FrostFarmsMDI.com. It's always great to have you with us, Frosty.
Yes, thank you.
Thank you.